This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Ethiopia is voting in the greatest electoral test yet for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The election comes as war and logistical issues mean ballots won't be cast in more than 100 constituencies of the 547 across the country. The election is also the centerpiece of a reform drive by Abiy, whose rise to power in 2018 seemed to signal a break with decades of authoritarian rule and led to him winning a Nobel Peace Prize. But opposition groups have accused authorities of harassment and threats of violence that echo past abuses. Abiy's Prosperity Party is widely expected to cement its hold on power in the legislative elections. Iran's president-elect says he's not willing to negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program nor its support of regional militias. Ibrahim Raisi made this comment at a news conference Monday after winning Iran's election last Friday in a landslide. The United States is hoping to get Iran back into Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The president-elect also said he is not willing to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden. Taiwan has welcomed the arrival of about 2.5 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine from the United States. It's a gesture that was met angrily by China. The doses, which arrived on Sunday, more than tripled an initial pledge of 750,000 doses made by the Biden administration to the self-governing island. In a post on Facebook, Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen praised the arrival of the vaccines. According to the Reuters news agency, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry urged the U.S. to avoid political manipulation in the name of vaccine assistance. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers are due to announce a fresh raft of sanctions against the Belarusian government Monday, this time targeting 78 officials and at least seven state-owned entities. EU officials say the United States and Britain are likely to follow with further sanctions on their own in the next few days, according to EU officials. The new sanctions earmark officials suspected of involvement in the forced landing of a Ryan airplane last month. They also target the participation in the crackdown on opposition protests in Belarus, mounted since last year in August, when Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory in an election widely seen as rigged. Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister has lost a confidence vote in Parliament, making him the first Swedish government leader ever to lose such a motion. Stefan Löfven has been Prime Minister since 2014. The vote was initiated Tuesday by the small left party, an ally of the minority government that is not in the two-party center-left coalition. A key trigger for the vote are frustrations over plans to reform Sweden's housing market because of accelerating price increases that took place during the pandemic. On top of that comes reforms of a long-standing shortage of dwellings. It's unclear what will happen next in Sweden. Löfven said last week he would wait for the vote and then think through what's best for Sweden. President Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Monday he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon on U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, President Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. German police arrested a Russian scientist working at an unidentified university, accusing him of spying for Moscow. That's according to prosecutors on Monday. It's a case that risks further inflaming bilateral tensions. Federal prosecutors said in a statement that the suspect had been taken into custody on Friday on suspicion of working for a Russian secret service since early October 2020 at the latest. That man was identified by the name Ilner N. and was employed until the time of his arrest as a research assistant for a natural sciences and technology department at an unnamed German university. Claudette has returned to tropical storm strength on Monday morning as it nears the coast of the U.S.'s Carolinas. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.